Michael Rogers, director of the University of Florida's Citrus Research and Education Center, recently predicted that most bearing citrus trees will become unproductive before long, meaning growers will have to replace them with new trees to stay in business. He suggests four steps growers can take to try to bring those new trees into production.
We've had HLB in the state of Florida since at least since 2005 that we're aware of, and over time it's spread throughout the state. Most of the bearing trees across the state now have HLB. They have been infected for some time, and it's just a matter of time before most of those bearing trees we have become unproductive, economically unproductive for growers. So in order to stay in business and have a long-term place in the citrus industry, growers are going to have to continue to replant young trees. To replace those mature trees that are going to eventually become economically non-viable.
I think you made a prediction when that might happen.
I say in general, based on what we're seeing around the state, the majority of the bearing trees will probably become unproductive within the next 5 years, based on the rates of decline. And there's going to be some variation where some areas may fare better, but I think that's probably a realistic assessment for mature trees around the state.
You went through kind of a four steps that growers probably need to look at, starting with, I think, rootstock scion selection.
Well, first, knowing what you're going to plant and what is an important thing for growers to consider. UF and the USDA has released a number of new rootstocks that have improved tolerance to HLB. And so selecting the right rootstock is going to be important because, you can choose rootstocks that stand a better chance of growing through HLB. And so there are new materials available for growers. We have a new rootstock selection guide that they can use to get more information on those new releases and incorporate those into their planting programs.
Planting density, you talked about.
Yeah, so planting density is another thing to consider. We've traditionally had lower planting densities of about 140 trees per acre. Growers over time have shifted those planting densities up to where, in some cases, growers might put out more than 300 trees per acre. And the idea behind the higher planting densities is that you have more trees and you'll get more fruit returns earlier and can stay in business, bring those young trees into production and make them economically viable sooner. The one drawback that we have with the higher planting densities is the use of some of our insecticides, the soil-applied insecticides. There's limitations on how much we can apply during the year. And as the planting densities go up, it requires more, you have more trees to treat. And so there's a limit on how much protection we can provide year-round for those new plantings when the planting densities actually increase. So that's something that growers need to have a good plan when they're putting their planting scheme together. Understand, okay, what's the planting density and how's that going to affect my ability to protect the trees in terms of my pest management program.
And speaking of pest management, psyllid control, and I know you'll give a plug for Chemas.
Yeah, so what growers have to do on their young tree plantings is, I mean, they have to keep them protected year-round from psyllids. And so, again, the soil-applied insecticides are the primary, they're the foundation of their pest management programs. Making those applications about every 6 weeks to keep the psyllid population suppressed. And then between those soil-applied applications, coming back with foliar insecticides, trying to break up the same mode of action being used over and over. And it's a stewardship. It's a way to make sure that we don't develop resistance to those insecticides. At the same time, in some of the situations with higher planting densities where they don't have as many soil applications available, they may have to supplement with additional foliar insecticide applications as well. And I also talked a little bit about the fact that Chemas play an important role in the success of the young tree programs, because even with the best program out there, psyllids still find a way to break through those defenses that growers have, and we still end up with infected trees showing up even in the best of programs. And the way we've found that's the most valuable and cost-effective for reducing infection rates through the Chema program, where all the growers in an area coordinate their pesticide applications to the same time. This reduces the psyllid population on a larger scale, minimizes the time for them to come back in and reinvest a grove, and it's actually a much cheaper way to do business. And we've seen the successes where, and after 2 years after planting, some groves where they've had really good Chema participation have had infection rates as low as 1 to 2% in the first couple of years. whereas some of the same programs applied in another Chima down the road that was not participating in coordinated sprays, they were, you know, 30% or greater at the end of 2 years. So we've shown that these Chimas have a lot of value, particularly for the young tree programs and getting those up into the bearing age.
And I think your fourth and last building block was grower response to HLB infection.
Yeah, so once growers have those new groves established, and a couple of years in, you start to see HLB-infected trees popping up. I mean, it's going to happen, and so you need to have a plan on what you're going to do. And whether it's roguing out trees or actually using some of the new approaches such as thermal therapy to try to go through and rehabilitate or rejuvenate those trees that have become diseased, so you can keep them and get them up into production and have a much longer life. So those are some of the options that, you know, 5 or 6 years ago we didn't have to help rejuvenate young trees. And so hopefully going into the future, that'll be an option that more growers will be able to utilize to help keep those young trees productive.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.